Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cannon. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny Ainge. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Luis Gomez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and has Paquette trapped. There's the throw to Griffin, who tags Paquette for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gomez moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Dyer Miller now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Watson moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannon bunts in front of the plate. Allinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Watson hits a line drive into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broomer pinch hits for Butch Hobson. Jack Broomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Broomer moves to second. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Jerry Remy. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Wolf reaches second base with a double. Broomer scores. Allinson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Stan Pappy pinch hits for Rick Burleson. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Jack Broomer now playing third base. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bosetti reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi is called out on strikes. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez pinch hits for Al Woods. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otto Velez now playing left field. Bob Baylor now playing right field. Mark Lemangelo now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Red Sox. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 2 in the game. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wolf is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bossetti takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf misplays the ball. That's an error on Wolf. Baylor scores. Bossetti moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Red Sox. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Blue Jays 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bossetti. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-3 in the game. Ainge hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Gomez moves to third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.